Next guest will be slightly disappointed, but got to give credit where credit's due. Real Madrid, particularly their goalkeeper, incredible, winning 1-0 against Liverpool in the Champions League final. Phil Moss, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Morning to all our listeners. Yes, coming to you live and exclusive from Melbourne. I was at the A-League Grand Final last night. But yeah, let's talk Champions League first. It's very, very disappointing in a season that promised so much. It's still delivered two cup trophies, of course. But I think the credit must go to Real Madrid, really. Carlo Ancelotti, quite remarkable what he's been able to do with Real Madrid at his second time of coming.
Well, they were fantastic, weren't they, Jared, in terms of their defence? Because every time we looked up while we're on the show, it looked like Liverpool were just storming the goals, but the Real Madrid goalkeeper was, you couldn't pass him.
No, that's right. Courtois pulled off some amazing saves, probably the best two from Mane and Salah. Mane in the first half when Liverpool were on top, he pushed one onto the post, which was a really defining moment. I just thought, at that stage, we were on top, and we dominated the first half pretty much from start to finish. But that save really, I thought, kept Real in the game, because if we went ahead then, I thought we could have really pushed on and punished them. But not to be. That's what goalkeepers are paid to do, keep the ball out of the net. And he did that excellently. He really catapulted, I guess, Real Madrid to a record-extending 14 UEFA Champions League titles, which is just remarkable.
Mossy, back home, you were there last night. John Aloisi, he's arrived as a championship-winning coach.
Validation is what it is, Bulldog. He had two stints, Melbourne Heart and Brisbane Roar. Brisbane Roar, I still think he did a good job up there, considering what the cards that he was dealt. Last night was validation for Johnny, and obviously he had some health issues when he left Brisbane as well, open heart surgery, and spent some time in the media, and then went overseas and further educated himself as a manager. And he got the opportunity with Western United taking over for Mark Rudin in his first season. He's taken them to a grand final. They've got no home ground. They've got no training base. And I think this will be the springboard for a club like Western United to really go new places. They've got plans and a new stadium coming. I think this will help fast-track that. And also great to see so many West United fans at the stadium last night down here in Melbourne. We've seen them play in front of some pauper crowds during the season, particularly in Ballarat, but there's West United fans out there. There's a base to build upon, and I think last night will help fast-track that, as I said.
Yeah, great scenes post-match, weren't there, Mossy? And no doubt Johnny Aloisi was a popular winner, because he is a popular figure in Australian football. But I can't help but think Melbourne City were just a bit flat last night, Mossy.
They were, Ray, and I think you can trace it back to the Asian Champions League campaign when they were in the hub over there in Asia and playing a lot of games in a short space of time, steaming conditions, high humidity, high heat. And I don't think they've been the same since they came back extra time last week against Adelaide. I don't think we'll have helped them. And they were flat last night. There's no doubt about that. But West United really capitalised on that. They had a fast start. They got that go-ahead goal, albeit an own goal off Nuno Race in the second minute. But Prijovic was absolutely outstanding. He's proven himself to be a great foreigner in our league and a big-game player. And West United really put the foot to their throat early and didn't let up.
Mossy, do you think the A-League can use last night and the whole week to springboard into next season?
Yeah, I do, Bulldog. Look, Danny Townsend came out and said that the reason that they had the All-Stars Barca game in grand final week, which was, it wasn't met with popular opinion on social media, but he said he wanted to make it a festival of football this week. And I tick, tick, tick for me. I thought it was brilliant. The All-Stars game on Wednesday night up in Sydney against Barca. The A-League All-Stars showed that the competition has got quality players. Of that, there's no doubt. And then I thought that sort of flowed into last night. There was a great atmosphere at the ground. Was it full? No, it wasn't. Was that disappointing? Yes, it was. I just think this week has shown everyone that the A-League is far from done. And I think we've got some really exciting times ahead. I was sitting there last night with some of the big wigs of the league and the APL, and when you listen to the planning going on behind the scenes and the money that's in the bank and how it's going to be spent wisely, I think we've got some really exciting times ahead.
Speaking of exciting, one of the biggest games in European football is on tonight, Huddersfield versus Nottingham Forest, Mossy.
Yeah, I've got a soft spot for both clubs. Nottingham Forest, Craig Johnson, sort of launched his career over there, didn't it? The beautiful book, Walk Alone, if any listener hasn't read that, get hold of it, the Jono story. And so there's a soft spot for them, but also for Huddersfield. Aaron Mooy obviously spent a lot of time there. So, I'd like to see the club. I think it'd be an absolute fairy tale if Nottingham Forest get up overnight. But I do think Huddersfield are probably favourites. I'm not sure what the bookies are saying, but I'm going to tip Huddersfield either way. I just think they're in the Premier League more recently, and I think they'll know how to get that job done. But it's an amazing game that just captures the imagination of everyone with what's at stake.
It's like, Mossy, just stay on the line for our Brisbane and Queensland listeners. They're about to go to Pass the Post now. You can stay listening in Queensland. We've got a great interview with Steve Renoff coming up after 9 o'clock news as well. You can listen on the app or on the internet. Mossy, just back to that Huddersfield-Nottingham Forest game. This is to get promotion into the Premier League. I've read it. It's probably the most potentially lucrative game in world football. Can you just explain that to us?
Yeah, I think it's €470 million.
Incredible.
Euros. Like, it's just remarkable. And, I mean, that talks to, going up to the Premier League and what's at stake with TV rights and commercial partnerships obviously go to a whole new level when you get to the Premier League. But, it's one of those games that can, really sustain a club's viability for the long term. And obviously you want to be playing on the biggest stage, and the Premier League is it. It's the highest profile league in the world. It's arguably the most exciting league in the world. Yep. And, for these smaller clubs, when you get the likes of the Liverpools, the Manchester Cities coming to your ground, it's the most amazing atmosphere. It can be a much smaller crowd than the big stadiums. But the atmosphere is just brilliant.
It'd be fantastic. Well, do we do a Mossy's multi?
I haven't got one. Well, actually, I have got one. It's going to be a correct score for Huddersfield, Nottingham Forest. So we're just going to go with 2-0 to Huddersfield. And I'm going to go with over 10 corners for Huddersfield. Okay. For the game, sorry.
All right, 2-0 for Huddersfield to win and 10 corners in the match. That's that promotion match potentially for either Huddersfield or Nottingham Forest tonight. Hey, Mossy, as always, terrific wrap on the world of football, particularly the European Champions League final. Real Madrid 1, Liverpool 0, and the A-League final, grand final last night, Western United 2, Melbourne City 0. Thanks so much, Phil.
Yeah, pleasure, Ray. And just throw in there, Jose Mourinho. He's back. He won the Europa Conference League with Roma in his first season, 1-0 against Feyenoord. So great to see him lifting a trophy again. Great character of world football.
Terrific. Jose Mourinho back, as Mossy just said. Hey, Mossy, thanks so much, mate.
Take care, guys.